And our next guest on the show, it's a delight, a privilege. She is featured in tonight's episode of Unsung Hollywood. And I'm so excited about seeing tonight's episode. I know your work, but not much about your life. I guess I get to learn the infamous, the diva. And we love you, Cheryl Lee Ralph. Good morning.
Thank you very much. And it
one
is
of the
a
nicest
good morning,
divas you
and
ever
I'm looking forward to tonight.
Well, we're looking forward to it because, like Skip says, you know, Shirley Ralph, we have been fans of yours for so long, but really learning your story on Unsung is just going to be a different pleasure for us and to find out more things that we didn't know.
Well, thank you. It's a wonderful way to find more out about somebody, and so well done. I'm very proud of it and very happy for it, and looking forward to what people want to know more about. You know, I'll be live tweeting during the show, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool. You know, do you feel like you've gotten the respect that you deserve from the industry, Cheryl?
You know something, it's one of those things I never really think about. But certainly one of the things that I know I have gotten is the respect from my people and my community. You know, I've just come back from Essence Fest and the sort of response that I got this time there during the event, it was just amazing. I was actually kind of stunned. So I thank God for that. And at least you know sometimes you've done a good job. At least you've done something for somebody.
I'm going to take you back, Shirley Ralph. First time I saw you on the screen, 1977, the classic, A Piece of the Action, Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier. Hey, Barbara.
Oh, my God. That was my very, very first film. And I had such an incredible time doing that movie because working with Mr. Sidney Poitier was just a gift from God. He was such an incredible teacher, an incredible human being, and he gave me my first job.
Awesome. And I don't want to give away tonight's Unsung Hollywood episode, but you were the original dream girl, right? Dina Jones?
Oh, yes, I created the role of Dina Jones in Dreamgirls. You know, Dreamgirls was a musical that was developed out of a workshop situation, meaning they brought the cast together and we worked, you know, weeks. It actually was almost about 2 years that we worked on in the creative process of what became Dreamgirls. So, yeah, I guess it's proof positive I will remain bootylicious.
and bringing it up to the current day, and in terms of, I mean, you know, you're, what is it Nick at Night or TV Land where you're on? We've seen you on, well, my gosh, on Ray Donovan, which is quite a role. Are you continuing with that show?
You know something, Ray Donovan is something that I would love to continue with. But I'm not in it this season. Mm-hmm. But for all those people that want Nikki to get back with Claudette, I tell them to hit up Showtime on their social media and say they want Claudette back.
Absolutely.
But in the meantime, awesome. Thank you. In the meantime, I'm doing Criminal Minds, and that has been another great experience. It's a series that's been on a long time, and you join a cast that's been around that long, they don't necessarily have to be all that nice. Mm-hmm. This group of people was a pleasure to work with.
And do you talk in the Unsung that's airing tonight, do you talk about your passions and your fervent fight against AIDS and how you have just taken that and led the fight in so many different ways?
Oh, thank you very much for that. Of course, we do talk about that, you know, because we talk a lot about Dreamgirls and the creation of Dreamgirls. And it was as an original company member of Dreamgirls that I became so involved in the fight against AIDS. That's where it all blossomed and became real for me. So, yeah, you learn about exactly what it was I saw that made me get involved in the fight.
And then you married a man who is just a great fighter in the political arena as well, Senator Hughes.
Oh, yes. I married my husband. So Senator Vincent Hughes, Chair of Appropriations for the great state of Pennsylvania. He and I met. We were introduced on a blind date, and that was that, because it might have been a blind date, but we both received 20/20 vision.
Awesome. Shirley Ralph, how many times a day do people come up to you and go, "There go Moesha Mama"?
Man, all the time. I tell you, my whole career, there are two things that I will always be: somebody's dream girl and Moesha Mama. Not Moesha's mother, Moesha Mama. There go Moesha Mama.
Well, we love you. We'll be watching tonight, Unsung Hollywood, the Shirley Ralph story. Can't wait to see it. We know your work, but not a whole lot about your life, but we'll learn tonight.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Thanks, TV One.
All right. Have yourself a great remainder of the day, and thank you for the time.